Welcome to the Mentor Studio, where today's thought leaders and leading entrepreneurs inspire and bring real-world ideas that help you take your career to levels you've only dreamed of. Now buckle in. Here's your host, Michael Silvers.
Hi, everyone. This is Michael Silvers. I wanted to welcome you to the show today. As everybody knows, and I've said this on the other podcast, there's a big difference between coaching and mentoring. And today, we're looking at the mentoring side. And remember, I'm going to make this very simple. The coach is the one who kicks you behind and gets you where you need to go. The mentor is already there. Does not have to be already where you want to be in your field. The mentor can be in another field that you're going to learn something about, and you're going to use it towards your business. And being an entrepreneur, the more mentors you have in your stable, the quicker you'll get to where you want to go. Now, quick, remember, is a relative term because you want to enjoy the journey. So remember, enjoy the journey. So this gentleman on today is actually one of my mentors. This is somebody that, when it comes to the field he's in of tax and really wealth creation, is one of the top in his field, is brilliant. And you're going to listen to this show, as we always do, being open and ready for the information to pour in. And I will say something. Every time I hear the word tax, right, I start to, like, I close off and I stop thinking. And this is one of the first people I've ever worked with that it actually sounds like it could be fun in some way. And that I'm open to it. And realizing how little I know until you know what you don't know. And this will be great. So I want to introduce everybody to this amazing gentleman I have on the phone with me, Mr. Tom Wheelwright. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Michael, it's always good to be with you, pal.
Oh, it's amazing. And by the way, for those, he'll tell you a little Zern right, but Tom has not only been on, I can't tell you how many webcast podcasts, tours around the world. He's been on stage around the world, but he's also been on safaris. And one day we'll talk about that story. So, Tom, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, thanks, Michael. I went to the University of Utah. I have a degree in accounting from the University of Utah, and then went to the University of Texas, where I have a master's degree in professional accounting with a specialization in tax. I spent my first 7 years with Ernst & Young, including 3 years in the National Tax Office. Actually, back the last time we had a major tax legislation was 1986, and I was in the National Tax Office. So this is, I get to see two of these in my lifetime, which is amazing. And I hope to live to see a third, but it's pretty amazing. I was there, like I said, 1986. I was teaching. I was actually creating courses and teaching courses for the Ernst & Young CPAs. I spent 4 years as the in-house tax advisor for a Fortune 500 company, and started my own firm about 25 years ago. And we now I spend my time teaching entrepreneurs and investors around the world how to permanently reduce their taxes by 10 to 40% in less than 3 months.
Wow. That's, you know, it's, and go ahead. And I will say that I've learned a lot from you, and everything that I've done really, you know, again, comes with advice, because we try to do things on our own all the time. And boy, we can make a mess of things as entrepreneurs. And you've worked with entrepreneurs for how long now?
Oh, 35 years.
Right. That's what I thought. And mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people listening to this call, you'll come from different walks of life. You're going to be, you know, whether it's, I want to speak on stage, or I'm in the entertainment field. You know, I'm creating my own business, network marketing, wherever you come from, there is that point of being an entrepreneur where it is so important to have mentors like Tom in your camp. And this is a great way to do it. Tom's also going to actually help us as faculty on the Mentor Studio, and really be there for our students in many different ways. So, Tom, you know, if you really took a look at words to live by, and we think of the end is the beginning, you sort of have to look way out. What would you say is one of your mottos or phrases that best captures what you've done with your life?
Taxes are fun, easy, and understandable. And that's really it. You know, taxes, they're fun because everybody likes a refund, and they're really very, very easy once you understand that the tax law in every country is fundamentally a series of incentives. And you just have to look for, how do I get those incentives? And primarily they're for entrepreneurs. I mean, the great thing about, you know, being on this this call is that this the target audience of the United States Congress is entrepreneurs. Okay. So everybody on this call is the target audience. Okay. And what the government wants you to do is they want you to you know, build businesses, they want to create housing, they want to do certain things, and they give tax incentives in order to do that. So it's really very easy to understand. It's very understandable. You don't have to know all the details. That's what people like me are for. Okay. You do have to understand what do you do on a daily basis to reduce taxes? Because let's face it, taxes are your single biggest expense.
Mm-hmm. And that I hear this all the time because we you know, we do talk to a lot of entrepreneurs. There's two things I hear all the time. I'm paying way too much tax. And sometimes I say, does that make you're also making more money? But then you need to find an expert. But, you know, I'm paying too much tax. And how do I create wealth if I'm paying all this tax? Those are things we hear all the time.
And those are the two things, you know, I do for a living, quite frankly, we actually discovered when we were first helping people reduce their taxes in our CPA firm, that a lot of people had no idea how they were going to build their wealth. And the reality is, until we can understand how you're going to build your wealth, we really don't know what to do from a tax standpoint, because you don't want the tax tail to wag the investment dog, so to speak. You always want to make sure that you're building wealth the way professional investors build wealth. And that's basically what we teach is, you know, what's the difference between an amateur investor and a professional investor? How do you create that plan of action so that you're really doing those things that reduce your risk at the same time increasing your rate of return and reducing your taxes?
Got it. No, that's really good. And this is going to be one of those, this is a really hard one for everybody listening out there. And again, I think it's by education, but I'm going to let you're the expert. How do I, as a new entrepreneur, somebody who's getting out there, how do I not sort of bury my head and let tax scare me?
Well,
when I just hear the term.
So here's the first thing. So everybody should write this down. And Michael, you just repeat after me.
Okay.
I will never. Speak to. The IRS.
The IRS.
Okay, and that's really how not to be afraid. It's not your job to speak to the IRS. That's my job to speak to the IRS. You talked about it at the beginning. You have mentors. You have people on your team that do those things that they're the expert. You know, it's their expertise. So you don't need to be worried about the IRS. What you have to have is a tax advisor, okay, a CPA, who will understand the tax law and help you understand what you need to know about the tax law, the simple things that you can do every day to reduce your taxes, how to maintain your documentation, what to do in preparation for your tax return. But don't go off and prepare your own tax return. Don't go off and handle your own IRS audit. That's what makes people afraid, is because, you know, if you compare the average entrepreneur to the IRS, who knows more about taxes? Well, the IRS does. Mm-hmm. But if you compare the IRS to a really good tax advisor, who knows more about the tax law? Well, the good tax advisor. So it's just a matter of putting up the professional, you know, and that's what you got to do. You got to put a professional with a professional.
Yeah, that's actually really great advice, because that is, it's such a sore, it's this nervous piece the minute they hear that. And people actually then do, let's be honest, they do stupid things. They do things that they normally wouldn't have done because they get into an area of fear.
Well, and they say stupid things, you know, so two things that people do, when they talk to the IRS, they say stupid things to the IRS, you know, mm-hmm. that gets them in trouble. But the other thing is they go, they're afraid of it. And so they feel like, well, if I'm going to have to cheat, you know, if I cut a corner here and I cut a corner there, but here's the thing, you don't have to cheat on your taxes to reduce your taxes. What you have to do is understand which incentives you're entitled to. Because the government wants you to do certain things. The way I look at it is you're a partner. We're all partners with the government, right? I mean, they take a portion of our paycheck or our, you know, business income or investment income. They're our partner. Okay, well, we can either have them be a good partner or a bad partner. We can be a good partner or we can be a bad partner, right? So it's just understanding, how do you work well? How do you make them a good partner? How do you work in such a way so that you're doing what they want you to do and pay less tax by doing so?
Got it. That's great. And, you know, for you, you know, again, if you've created what you have, what would you say is one of the biggest, you know, and again, failure is good as an entrepreneur, by the way, everyone. The more you fail, it means you're moving forward. The more you fail, it means you're sometimes taking a chance, but you can take structured chances. But it's only feedback. What would you say one of the biggest challenges, obstacles, or failures you've had? And how did you overcome that?
I actually think the biggest failure I've had is admitting mistakes. I'm a dreaded A student. You know, I mean, I did well in school, so I didn't make mistakes. And I was very good at not making mistakes. And, you know, it's like you say, as an entrepreneur, not only do you need to fail often, you need to fail fast. Okay, because the faster you fail and the faster you admit that you failed, okay, the faster you can recover, right? So like in my entire life, I got fired once by an employer. That was Price Waterhouse fired me after 7 months. It took me years before I would even admit that I'd been fired, right? I'd skirt along, dance around it, you know. But Buckminster Fuller, who's, was a great genius of our time, he once said that a mistake is only a sin when it's not admitted, okay? So once you admit that you made the mistake, everything's good. If you look at our presidents and their politicians in the past, when have they gotten in trouble? When they don't admit they make a mistake. So, you know, did I make mistakes? I made the mistake taking the job with Price Waterhouse, but I made mistakes along the way. You know, I've made tons of mistakes in business. I'd say the biggest mistakes I've made are with partners, okay, in that I have not, and I've really, I think the mistake I've made is not being generous enough, okay, with people on the other side of the table from me, or even people on the same side of the table. And I've learned that over the years. And now I'm very generous, you know, with people I'm partnering with. I want to make sure that they're taken care of. Because when people do something to you, it's because they feel you've done something to them. Mm-hmm. Okay. So they won't create a challenge for you unless they feel justified in doing so. Right. And so, I mean, I remember very clearly. I a partner years ago, who he was. He said, "Okay, so if we go along, and you know, we've been partners for several years, and if we go along, and you know, you say you want, you know, all this to happen in the next 6 months, and it doesn't, what happens?" And I said, "Well, then you know, basically, we're not partners anymore." So what he did was he did a preemptive strike. Right. And he went out and tried to steal my business because he didn't believe that we could get it done in 6 months, and he didn't want, you know. And so all I had to say is, well, you know what? Here's what we'll do. Let's figure out if this doesn't happen in 6 months, let's figure something out now so that 6 months down the road, you're not feeling, what's going to happen here. So I think I really think it's a matter of the mistake I learned is that while I may have been right in our agreement, justified in really what I did. I mean, clearly contractually I was in the right. It doesn't mean that it was the best way to behave. And when you're an entrepreneur, when you're a business owner, what you learn is that, you know, what's right isn't always the best way to do things. The best way to do things is to take care of, make sure everybody gets their piece of the pie and is comfortable with what's going on.
Right. I agree with you, actually, because, you know, that's part of what we teach too all the time is that win-win situation. But that's great. No, that was because that, you know, it comes up with entrepreneurs all the time, this whole thing about that failure piece. So that was great. That was fantastic. How do you keep a momentum? How do you keep growing? How do you keep just going on?
You know, I really think you have to keep looking forward, mm-hmm. right? I best compliment I ever got as an employer was from actually somebody who is currently a partner of mine. And when she came to us right out of school, and she said, I asked her what's different about us than what she was expecting. She said, well, I never thought I'd work at a CPA firm that focused on the future of the clients as opposed to the past of the clients. And I think that what gives us energy and what gives us drive is looking forward. Okay. You know, some people call it hope. Right? I mean, that's why religions are so successful, because there's hope for a future, even if not this life, it's the next life, right? Mm-hmm. So that hope, I think looking towards the future, enjoying the ride is very, very important. It's also important, though, to have something to look forward to besides what you're doing right now, because then you can look at, okay, how do I grow? How do I get better? How do I improve? How do I serve more people? Right. Another of my favorite Bucky Fuller quotes is, "The more people I serve, the more effective I become." So, you know, one of our jobs as entrepreneurs is to serve more people. And frankly, one of our jobs is to make bring our prices down. You know, if you look at, right. you know, this whole thing of inflation, what's inflation? And they go, well, an iPad doesn't cost as much as it used to. And I'm going, well, yeah, but how many iPads do you have, right? But at the same time, that's true. If you look at technology, technology is always doing more and costing less, right? I mean, right. you consider that right. our phones now are more powerful than the most powerful supercomputer 20 years ago, right? And so that's our job. Our job is to do, is to actually create more and always be looking at how do I make it a better experience for the customer? How do I make it a better experience for my partners? How do I make it a better experience for my vendors, my service providers? How do I make life better for everybody else? To me, that's what being an entrepreneur is all about.
That's great. That's fantastic. You know, that's like the perfect place to wrap this, because I was going to say we're getting closer to the end. And it is about making a better world. It's making a difference with everything we do. Because we also talk about, right, of contribution, of how do you contribute and, you know, really be there for other people. So that was a great, I almost don't need to end anywhere else. What would you say, just we'll do the one last. Who in your life, because you have spoken on stage with some of the greatest people in the world, some of the thought leaders, but what is that best piece of advice you were ever given? Maybe again in your career or being next to somebody on stage that you just live by.
Oh, I would go back to this. It was be generous. It was interesting. I can actually pinpoint where it was. I was speaking with Robert Kiyosaki in Sydney, Australia, and we were doing a 3-day event on investing. And he was talking about how to raise money. And he said, the way to raise money is to be generous with your investors. And I had never thought of it that way at the time. I thought, that is brilliant. That mm-hmm. is brilliant. But I will tell you actually the absolute best piece of advice I ever received. And it was actually from a colleague. It was when I was the tax advisor for a Fortune 500 company. And he said, Tom, you tend to do too much yourself. He said, if somebody else can do it 80% as well as you can, then you need to let them do it. And that is I would say that is the number one piece of advice that I've ever gotten for being an entrepreneur. And it's why people ask me all the time, how do you get so much done? Well, I don't do it. Okay. I just don't do it. It's not going to be as well as I do it. I mean, there are certain things that only I can do, and those are the only things that I do. And then everything else that somebody else can absolutely do, I let them do, because if they can do it 80% as well as I can, my guess is it's probably going to be better than what my competition does. So right. I'm okay with 80%, right? I can't get lower than 80%, and it's okay. I'd love to see it higher than 80%, but I really do look at that on every single thing I do. If somebody else can do it 80% as well as I can, I let them handle it.
Great. Tom, I want to thank you for being on the show today. This has been, again, that's a great piece of advice that we'll leave it with. I think the thing that you had me repeat about no talking to the IRS, that is also going to change a lot of lives out there, and sort of we can relax a little bit as we move forward and create our wealth around our tax. I think that's another brilliant concept. Thank you for being, go ahead.
Well, so that is actually the thing. I mean, if you look at how much wealth you would build if you didn't have to donate to the government, it's astounding. I mean, we took, for example, if you just had a $10,000 investment that was making 10% a year for 30 years, and it's just the earnings, they're being taxed or they're not being taxed, and you're reinvesting the earning, right? Compound mm-hmm. interest. Mm-hmm. If you're being taxed at 40% and reinvesting the difference every year, then after 30 years, you end up with about $60,000, which you go, that's great. It'll go from $10,000 to $60,000. That's amazing. If you're not paying tax on that income, it's $200,000. Yeah. So you literally cannot get where you want to go paying high taxes. So it is really the number one thing you have to get in control of. You've got to get control of your cash flow, which is the income and the expense. And your biggest expense is taxes.
Got it. You know, thank you so much for this. And I know you'll be teaching much more on that, because that concept you just laid out there for a second is that's wealth building right there. That's wealth building and production that most people just, they don't think about. And we'll talk more about it through the shows. And obviously those who really, again, take a look at the mentor circle and I got too many things. So, but take a look at really what we're doing with the mentor studio and how we're moving that forward and how we're driving people to that different mind concept. And again, working with someone like Tom on there, you're going to have access to people normally you wouldn't, who really at this point, we're there to give back. We're there to give back what we can and really make a difference in people's lives. Tom, thank you for being on the show today. It's been wonderful. Thank you for all the information. Any last words before we let you go?
You know, it's all good. I like what you said at the beginning. You know, enjoy the ride, enjoy the journey. I can't think of a better way to spend my day than being an entrepreneur. And people talk about retirement and going, why would I ever want to stop doing this? I mean, it is just so much fun because there's always something new, always something different, and you never know what to expect. You know, you never know what's going to happen during the day, and what a great ride it is.
No, it is. It really is the best ride there is out there. So thank you, Tom, so much. Thank you, everybody, for being on the show today, wherever you are in the world. Have an amazing morning, afternoon, or evening. Goodbye, everyone.
We're honored that you invested time with us today at the Mentor Studio. Now, don't be greedy. Share this knowledge bomb with all your dope peeps on Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat. Actually, we'll even pay you to do it. To get the deets, please check out thementorstudio.com.